and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome to anyone, everyone, wherever you are in the world, Bangkok, Italy, Europe, US. Thank you for listening today. And today's topic is elements, the power of the elements in creation. Who are you in relation to that? How can you change your life in relation to that according to the principles of yoga and Kriya Yoga, obviously. First of all, let me give you the numbers that you can call if you want to have a chat with me online, a session with me online, up to you. Here on air, live, USA, toll-free, 877-876-5227. And I will repeat it for you, 877-876-5227. Now it has become like a music for me. I remember this number alone without reading anymore. Or U.S. and Canada, 888-1597. I'm on the air. Fantastic. Thank you very much, all listeners, for listening to us. We had some problems today with our lines. You can probably imagine. Finally, we managed to stay on the air. I cannot believe it. And thank you for all of you who have been here since for a long time. Thank you so much. Please, if something happens today, stay on air. Wait a little bit more. Have a coffee, get a drink, do something else. John, are you there? Good. Fantastic. Great. So let's move on with the topic of today. Today's topic is elements in creation. Now, when we have an internal vision upon what the elements are in our bodies as also projected in creation, we'll become able to manipulate them. Now, what's the use to manipulate the elements? To change your life into something, also if you have a very fantastic, beautiful condition in life, let's say, but you want to create something new, then you can use the power of the elements to do that, or even to overcome your obstacles. Very briefly, of the Saturn principle in astrology. Now, we come here on this planet for one reason. The only reason is, no matter what we do, no matter what we're doing, and no matter what we would love to do, what we wish to do, but what it is, what is the reason why we come here? The reason why we come here is to overcome our limits, is to overcome what it is that is our karma. The limits us from freedom. Now, in esoteric astrology especially, let's say, when you go to look at the chart of the astrological chart of anyone, okay, thank you very much to all the listeners who are still here listening to the show. We have major problem this time, but as you can see, we're still coming back. Don't go away. Thank you so much. Every time there's a call, we just slip into the show, so please don't get shocked if sometimes you hear me talking to Don here, the boss of the radio. Being responsible. Well, so today we were talking about the elements. Let's try to get into the flow of what we want to talk about. So now, when we talk about the elements, we have to understand that we're talking about forces and qualities, the essence of the elements. We're not talking about the physical manifestation of them. These qualities permeate creation in all its form and in all its qualities. And today we're going to talk about the forces that are mainly manifested into solid creation, okay, that we have to deal with directly. We're not going to go into the more subtle elements, but we're going to talk about the most common ones under a different light. And they are the earth, water, fire, and air. So today we're going to do that mystically. We're going to go into this flow of elements, mystically understanding how we can relate to them, what are they for us, what are we in relation to them. And let me tell you, once you understand their meaning into your life, you start acquiring the power to change things. And this power is just a power that comes with pledge. It doesn't come with special effects. It doesn't come with circus amazing of yogis. No, it comes with knowledge. You know what it is that is happening in your life. And then from with that knowledge, you can do something. Like for example, you go to the university, you go to college, before you knew something, you didn't know that something in particular, then you know after. Then we have the rajasic side of our creation, the Brahma. And it is the part of us, part of society, the part of the world is in action. It is activity, creating heat, power, work, business, music business, entertainment, whatever it is that is in movement, generating action. And then at the end we have the sattvic Brahma, which is beautiful, because it's all beautiful, it's harmonious, everything is aligned, everything is expressed, fine qualities, and gives a sense of expansion. And when one goes more with the sattvic part of life, sattvic manifestation of life, you and it gets much thinner. When you go towards the tantric side of life, the thick veil gets even thicker. And the energy at that point in life has only two directions. One up, one is down. You cannot stay still until you go beyond creation through meditation, through all practices that you have. That's fine. But your energy is up to you. The direction of the energy, wherever you want to put it, wherever you want to direct it, that is totally up to you. And what is the key to that? You either go toward harmony or towards darkness. The key to that is the rajasic side, the rajasic guna, your own activity. Whatever you choose to do with your intention, the direction of your intention, whatever it is that you have in mind during what you're doing, what is the purpose that you're following, what is the value and the ideal that you're following, that is a determining factor for the direction of your energy. Why am I saying that? Because we're going to see how all these elements are manifested in creation, both of all the three gunas, okay? And if you want to take charge of your life, definitely. First of all, you should understand that there are different people with different kinds of temperament, and obviously you have your own temperament. And your temperament can be earthly, practical, really practical, and these are the kind of people that say, okay, I'm going to have my house, I'm going to have my little job, my little family, and that's fine, and then I'm not going to move from there, and then maybe, no, they just want to relax in that state, or they want to have practical things. When you explain something to them, you have to be practical. You know, earth element, you want to accumulate. Also, when it's a little bit, we're going to go through that in particular. But anyway, we have a practical type. We have the emotional type, which is related to the water element. We have the willpower and energetic type, which is related to the fire element. We have the intellectual type, which is related to air. So earthly practical is one element. Sorry, is one from emotional. And from ask yourself, what is this enchantment, different spirit tonight. What is predominant sense, you know?
Okay.
And from there, you know that if you want to take charge of your life, you have firm that main temperament in your life towards the sattvic guna, towards that guna is harmonious, in tune with the divine, and from there all the other elements will follow up with much less effort. But if you start with some other element, trying to get in touch with some other element without first understanding and looking at it from what is your own predominant temperament, you're going to find it very, very difficult. So today we're going to start, we're going to talk about the elements, and let's start with the earth element, which is in relation to the Saturn. Saturn. The planet is Saturn. So, earth element is in relation to Saturn. And we have to understand that each one of these elements comes into its full expression also when the element before is mastered. There is something like a ladder that we have to follow. In other words, the earth element comes first because we have to face our limitations first. Even before you understand what your temperament is about, understand what mission is about, what came on this planet, what are the limitations and the answer, what is your karma that you have to overcome, why you come here, and from that point on, you start moving on. And of course, you see the limitation, if you're an intellectual kind of temperament, limitation with reasons, or you can put them if you have an emotional temperament. You can just say, I'm going to destroy us, or you can make a plan if you are a physical earth element, temperament at the beginning. But start with Saturn, and this is the map. How is the earth element manifesting in life, in your character? So the earth element is part of cells that can make us either loyal or stubborn. So when it expresses the chamasic part, the bark, the one that is contrived, that is gives way to limitation. When it gives expression to that guna, the chamasic, we have a person that is stubborn, will not change his mind from what energy provide, no matter what happens, if science even provides new evidence, he would say, no, this is not true. No, I'm not gonna change. And so it's gonna stagnate over there, and of course it's going to contrive a little bit more, always. So a very stubborn person is manifesting the tamasic, the dark part of the earth element, Saturn. Inability to see opportunities. You're not able to see what's around you. You just stay there, stuck, totally limited in your own cocoon. You cannot see beyond 1 meter out of your aura. You feel stuck. When somebody feels stuck, that is, it's a magic expression of earth element and is the thematic expression of Saturn. Depression comes with it. The inability to think, thinking you're not able, you don't have the ability to bring changes into your life. This is true. You have the ability to change, but if you cannot see that, because you're expressing the thematic part of the earth element, you will not move on. Now, how can you move out of this situation? Let's say you are here in this situation, and most of us have been there sometimes, isn't it? Because we all have these elements within ourselves, and the elements and the gunas are fluctuating. That means the gunas, the magic, the rajasic and sattvic, dark, heat, and divine harmony are towards divine harmony, are fluctuating. So sometimes we have those moments where we feel stuck, we feel depressed, where we think that we don't have the ability to bring changes into our lives. How do you do that? First of all, you have the knowledge. First of all, you just want to change it. You just say, I decide to change. The fact is this, that if you don't know what's happening in your life, you cannot change anything. But now you know that there is the element there at that point, and it just extends that tamasic guna. So the first bring that change the keys and your activities, you see. Your activities. This is the turning point. Reactivity. Activity. In this turn, was the sattvic part, or the most divine part. In other words, when somebody is rajasically expressing the elements, in other words, actively expressing, generating heat, what happens is that it starts building a foundation. It starts getting a object. It starts stabilizing life no matter what. It brings some stability. It brings things to a simple level. Simplify your life. Bring stability. And just say, yes, this is enough for now. Once, you know, when you get stuck, you feel depressed, you think you cannot bring changes, say, okay, for now I'm just going to build a foundation. Foundation. And commit yourself to that. To balance. Stabilize you, and you need to go farther. So, the rigid side of the earth element, it's you. It will make you overcome the darkest side of your limitations that are dragging you down. After that happens, then there is probably the sattvic coming up. If you, you know, if you do the right kind of activity, which is building foundation, getting simple, getting a job, stabilize your life, you might have even fantastic, but you don't feel stable. Or you feel that you don't have a foundation. And the foundation, what I mean is also, first of all, ask yourself, what is it that you value in your life? What is the main value that you want to follow? And that value is something that you really have. You have to start being loyal to and bring that value into action. Bring the thing that you have to do something a day to stabilize that value in your life. Life will start having color. You will start feeling unable to change your life like that. And then the most harmonious part of your element will come up, which is be loyal to your values, be faithful to your principles, being wisely grounded. This is your element. Saturn at this point is not a limitation or a miracle more. You have sublimed Saturn. Your limitations will come up. And the right discipline will come up. You will still feel loyal, but at the same time not stubborn. Right discipline, right foundation to build for higher visions, higher points of view, higher dreams. And then at this point, when you get to this point, you start. That's the point where you start awakening the divine energy within you. You have the foundation for what in yoga is called kundalini, to awaken. Isn't it beautiful? So you see, these three levels of each element, the understanding of these three levels of these elements is the key to change your life. And how do you change your life? Through the rajasic activity, action. The action, the motivation, as I said before, behind that action, have the power to bring you up towards the sattvic and harmonious expression or down towards the darkest expression of yourself. And I'm sure nobody's really happy in the darkness when you feel contrived, you feel you cannot move anywhere. So let's move on. Once you build in this foundation strongly, then you will move on to the water element. positively. And remember, all these elements are already active. It's not that you move on before if you don't pass the earth element, the water element is off. No, it is still living. It is still there, but to express itself in its most beautiful way, you need the foundation of the element before. So once the earth element within yourself, in those qualities, is established, and in your life is established, then the water comes out beautifully. And all these things, you see, have continuity. Okay? The water element is in relation instead to Jupiter. Jupiter is expansion. So after there is that contraction in Saturn that you have been able to stabilize in a wise way, you have transformed that contraction and limitation into stable loyalty, being stable, being wisely grounded, then at that point you start expanding. Isn't it beautiful? Okay, but let's talk anyway about the three levels of the water element, which are always tamasic, darkness, rajasic, heat, action, sattvic, towards the divine, towards the harmony, the most harmonious way of expressing vision. We all have this thing going on in our lives. So, just to be able to try to understand what kind of actions and intentions have to go to contribute this need of them ourselves, okay? So when water element expresses the tamasic guna, the tamasic part of creation, the dark part, somebody has a foundation. You don't have foundation anymore. Of course, if you have sublimed already the earth element, it will not manifest. But if you have not, this problem will manifest. In other words, you start being wishy-washy. You just go from the left to the right, you try all sorts of things without getting anything. You just move here and there without direction. Also, the water element Jupiter is expansive, is ready to the emotions, life energy. Start wasting your life energy. That life energy you have at that point, if you don't have a foundation, you waste it. If you have a foundation, it will grow up into great abilities. But if you manifest the dark side of the water element, then you manifest the light out direction, and emotional problems, the active attachment, soul dependence for other people, is your for changing. You'll be just too emotional, you see. Everything will be just too vague. You'll be like alienated, living in your own emotional world, lots of silence. How do you avoid that? You know, first of all, that this is the water element at work in your life that is having a dark expression. You just go to work first in the earth element, understanding how you can simplify and building up on. Then, start doing something creative. Read something inspiring. These are the actions that you can do. You read something inspiring in order to bring inspiration into your mind. To bring creative energy going to something that has value, beautiful direction. It is good to read self-help books, spiritual books. Sensuality is directed positively. And sensuality, I don't just mean sexuality. Sensuality, I mean the sense of touch, sense of hearing, sense of, the sight, all the five senses. Directly positively, what is inspiring, or what is good. So you start trying to put yourself into that. For example, an artist is subliming the water element most of the time. Good artistic qualities are bad. But also, when the rajas of the water element is really active, you start to acquire a certain charm, you start dressing nicely. Do these things. Water element
will help you dress nicely, take care of yourself. You start having a little bit more fascination around you. Just think how beautiful you can be. Work on your beauty, or whatever it is that you can do. And at the same time, see how your life could expand in the great mood of expansion. Just look for new possibilities in your life by into go to work about it, and instead of saying, oh, yes, yes, and understand all the things you blah, blah, try to understand what's behind it in a hidden concept. Go to look for great artists. Buy a book about art. And I'm not saying that Water Element is all about art, but it can be about being adaptable. Try to understand that if you're adaptable, that does not mean that you're losing your character. Being adaptable, try to get on well with people. At the same time, have your values. But the first thing to do to feed your emotions, your emotional mind, with new creative ideas, with new inspirational books that are talking to you. Do that, and you will see that you will start putting your mind and your emotions into a direction instead of wasting that direction here and then. First of all, remember to build a foundation, to stabilize your life, and then think about the water element. So, just repeat, I want to say it again more and more so that you can really fix it into your mind. You have, from your own temperament, it can be earthly, general, you have a predominance on one element. You respond to it more, let's say. At the end, you are of a practical person. If you have the water element predominant, then you are more of an emotional person. If you're the fire element, then you have more willpower and energy. You want to do things. You want to initiate things. If you're air element predominant, then you are more intellectual. You need to use reason. So understand and accept your predominant element and start working at the earth element. Start from that level towards. In other words, if you are intellectual, start reasoning also from a point of view, from the angle of reasoning, from an intellectual angle. Understand how you can build a foundation, get a job, stabilize your life, simplify your life. Take action. Stabilize your life. But yeah, really, take action. It's far. What it is that your mind is telling you. I'm trying to understand emotionally what to stabilize life. Whatever you say, okay, I would like to stabilize your life, what should I do? Right? What would feel good, not what should be. Don't feel oppressed by what other people are telling you that you should do. The practical element, then practically make a plan how to stabilize your life. Then move on to the water element. So let's move on now. Let's move on to the other element, which is the fire element. And before we move on, please listen carefully. You can go to my website, joycelestial.com, or write me an email, livejoy@joycelestial.com, and I'll be there replying to you as much as I can. So let's move on. Let's move on to the fire element, which is in relation with Mars. Once you understand how you can be open to opportunities through the water element, because the water, just imagine the water, the qualities of the water, it can adapt easily to any kind of container, still at the same time it will not lose its nature, which is its foundation. Okay? Then, once you have these things, you want to use the fire element to direct energy. Okay. And the fire element has three aspects, gunas. It has the tamasic, the manifestation of it, which is our side. It has the rajasic, which is the active side. And this is also the key to shift from one direction to another. And it has the sattvic side. The sattvic side is the most proper way of expressing. Okay? So the tamasic side, when the fire and thing, mask, but we see that it is destructive. It's hunger, violence, restlessness, being reckless, damaging a people, or hate. Hate, really, hate, associated, that kind of hate is associated with anger. Strong feelings of love of other people. Or in that situation, obviously, it's not a very harmonious way of living. And I don't think that it's a joyous way of living. If you want to live joyously and see your life flourishing, you should abandon all the dark sides. I'm not saying the creation can live without it, but I'm saying that if you're a slave of it, your life is not easy. So the key to turn that towards something beautiful, your accurate want to recognize what the foundation in your life, and you recognize possibilities, new opportunities, your mind and your emotions are experiment, then now it's time to direct your energy towards what it is that expresses values. Staying in touch with the core of your values and direct your energy there with willpower. And when you do this, is the first step is to reflect that direction, because you have your foundation. Now it's time to have inspiration.